All right.
Yeah.
We're back once again. It's too fucking sunny in here. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I need black blinds. I need blackout blinds. I'm gonna like staple curtains across the shit. Mm-hmm. Keep the fucking sun from coming in.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. I wanted like okay. So we have like some stuff we want to do, but I want to do that at the end. Okay. You know what I mean? So right, at least yeah. We can talk about the movie first.
Oh, talking about packages and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to save that for a main show. Because I don't think she's in here.
Should we?
We'll see.
Well, maybe we can do it, and then, like, we can do it again, like, on the Wednesday show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But we'll talk about the movie first, because this is, like, a movie review.
Right.
And I'm sure everyone is just waiting on bated breath for what we think about Darkman 2.
Darkman 2.
Well, yeah, we've been doing the Darkman trilogy.
Yeah,
we watched the first Darkman. We reviewed that yesterday. We're going to watch part 3 tonight and talk about that tomorrow. So what do we think of this one?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I actually didn't mind it.
Yeah, the only thing that was different was Liam Neeson wasn't in it. But other than that, the guy who replaced him was pretty good, too. You know, it's still a good movie.
It doesn't have the more comic book element. It doesn't have kind of like that Sam Raimi kind of energy to it. It's kind of more a straightforward kind of crime thriller.
A little more sedate.
Yeah, it doesn't have kind of like I said, that extra energy to it. But all that said, I actually didn't really mind it. It does seem like, I don't know, I kind of feel like even among people that like Darkman, most people are kind of like, yeah, the first one's really good. The second one's like kind of fair to middling. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is just kind of
bad.
But, well, interestingly though, and I didn't know this until I read the Wikipedia page, but this one was actually shot after the third one.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, they released this one first. This one came out in 95. Yeah. And then I think the third one came out in 96, like the following year. These were directed to video. These didn't go like to the theater or anything.
Okay, they're asking me my opinion on the fucking slapping incident. I'll talk about the slapping incident at the end of the show. Just remind me. The Will Smith slap.
Yeah, I heard about it. I
saw it.
I didn't care to read about it.
Yeah, everybody's talking.
Because I don't care.
Everybody's talking.
So I didn't bother.
I'll talk about it at the end of the show.
But anyway, yeah, like I said, I don't care about it. So it's like I didn't bother.
Yeah.
I had better things to do. But yeah, so this was directed by Bradford May. Now Sam Raimi actually was the executive producer on it, and as we said on yesterday's show, Liam Neeson didn't come back for this one, so they got a different actor, Arnold Vosloo, and like the whole time I'm watching it and I'm just like, man, where do I know that guy from? And it's like, have I seen that dude in other shit, or is it just because he looks exactly like Billy Zane and I'm thinking of Billy Zane? He does look a lot like Billy Zane. I'm just gonna say, but I did recognize him. You know where I recognize him from? The Mummy, the Brendan Fraser ones from the 90s. He played Imhotep.
Okay.
In those movies. So I was like, oh, okay, that's where I recognize him from.
I didn't
from.
See those.
He was in, oh, they're good. You probably like them. Yeah. But they're a lot more fun than that Tom Cruise abomination.
Oh, man, stop talking bad about Tom Cruise.
No, those Mummy ones are actually fun, like the Brendan Fraser
just
ones. More like Indiana Jones. He was in Blood Diamond, too, Arnold Vosloo, which was actually a really good movie.
Just to be fucking contrary, I had to go out and buy the Mummy, Tom Cruise Mummy, on Blu-ray.
Why would that be contrary to me?
Just it's like nobody else likes it.
Well, a lot of people like it.
Really?
He thinks he's going to own me by
it's
spending
not
his,
her. I'm just
but
saying
his money
con-
on it.
I'm
and everybody's
saying,
like, okay.
I'm just saying being conscious. Being
so buy it if you
general.
Like it.
I
no,
like it.
No one cares.
I hope there's a longer director cut, an extended cut.
Well, I guess it's not a terrible movie. I just didn't think there was anything special about it. I didn't like what they did with it. But like
cut,
I said,
they cut it down so much. None of the there were all these characters, and none of them had big parts. That was part of the problem.
I mean, but you know, we've talked about that movie a lot, and it's just kind of like I'm, you know, but yeah. So what they did with this movie? So I told you yesterday. I was like, now seeing the end of the first Darkman, where Durant, played by Larry Drake, pretty definitively died at the end of the first one. I mean, it would be really hard for anybody to survive that. Like, he's in a helicopter, and it smashes into, like, an underpass and explodes and goes into, like, a zillion pieces. So then I see the second one is called The Return of Durant, and I'm like, yeah, that's a trick I'd like to see. But, okay, so at first I was just kind of like, okay, well, they didn't even, like, explain how he could have survived that helicopter crash. Basically, they just had a line in there where two of his thugs are like, I don't know how anybody could have survived a crash like that. I'm like, you and me both, pal. I don't know either. But they didn't, like, explain, like, any rape. But so he's been in a coma for however long since the last movie. So, like, 4 years or whatever. And then he finally wakes up from the coma. I kind of think, I wish that they would have made him look, like, kind of a little fucked up. I mean, he's got, like, a scar on his forehead, like a very minor scar. I know it's been a few years, and he kind of has a thing where, ooh, and he has to like take pills all the time, like he's in pain, like he's all internal injuries or whatever. But other than that, he looks totally fine.
Should have given him a superpower.
Like some kind of superpower.
Well, how else could he have survived?
That's what I mean. I kind of thought they were maybe gonna, I don't know. But then, yeah, like, as the movie went on, because I will say that this movie, I'm actually glad that they call it The Return of Durant, because it mostly, I mean, Darkman's in it, obviously, but it kind of focuses more on the villain, and I'm okay with that. Thank you, High Ice 007, 007, yeah, one of the best chase scenes in movie history. Police AS-350 helicopter chasing a Bell Jet Ranger helicopter. Yeah, that was in the first one, was it not? Because there wasn't a helicopter chase in this one,
so,
was
no.
there?
I don't think so, no.
I feel like there wasn't. Yeah, the first one actually does have an amazing helicopter chase in it. But this one, I mean, if you have Larry Drake, he is just such a good bad guy. So I think it was the right decision to just be like, fuck it, he survived, you know, let's move on. And then he is mostly, like, the focus of this movie. And the plot of it is pretty similar to the first one in the sense that, you know, Durant and his thugs are kind of like, this time, instead of wanting to get, like, a memo, they want to buy this building because it's, like, an old electrical, like, factory or power works or something. And they want to make, like, all these super weapons. And so they bust Doc Brown out of Hannibal Lecter jail and have him make it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a pot. What is it? It's a Ghostbusters gun, essentially. Yeah. It's like a positron glider.
I was going, man, that's like some out of Ghostbusters. Yeah. The ray even was like a rope that went like that.
Yeah.
There was some corny shit in the movie, but hey, it's Darkman.
I actually didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
They were, in the early on, they were like, hey, if we can make some new assault rifles, then we can take over the world. That's what every army might think, and no one's been able to take over the world with assault rifles.
Well, I mean, nobody said that these criminals were, like, super smart. But the thing about it is that, well, at least they had the right idea. Like, we're basically making death rays is what they were trying to make. Yeah. That's a better idea.
Yeah.
I really did like there was one fight, like, toward the end where they were, like, shooting at each other and, like, one, like, kind of got knocked over and, like, shot through the ceiling. And I said, you know how funny would it have been if he, like, disintegrated the moon? Yeah. They'd be like, oh, shit, look what we did. But, yeah, because these guns were, like, I mean, they could disintegrate shit, like, a long time away. Yeah. There was a couple dumb lines in it, too, because they had a test for this senator, congressperson, whoever the fuck he was, that was buying them from the evil guys. And so they blow up like an oil tanker, and it went like kind of melty, and then it like exploded real good. And then like one of the other guys, like one of his henchmen, says, if it can do that to an oil tanker or whatever, what would it do to a person? I'm like, what do you think? I'm like, if it could like blow up a fucking oil tanker from that far away, I mean, it's going to turn a person into, like, a fucking crimson spray. That's what's going to happen. Just use your imagination. But, yeah.
Basically, they're talking about the fucking weirding modules from Dune.
Yeah.
That's what the weirding modules would do. Just blow up anything. All you do is just say a word.
But the reason I said before, I mean, the guy, the scientist that they busted out of jail, Or it was a psychiatric hospital, like I said. That's why I said it was Hannibal Lecter jail, because it looked like the Hannibal Lecter cell. And they busted him out to make this death ray, essentially. And he was really Christopher Lloyding the fuck out. I mean, big time. But I think that was deliberate. I mean, he wasn't going as far over the top as Christopher Lloyd, but you could tell that he was homaging that performance. But yeah, so the whole thing, like, the thugs want this factory. And it so happens that working in this factory is another scientist who was working on the same shit that Darkman is working on, like the whole skin regeneration, skin grafting thing. And he's actually figured out how to solve the photosensitivity problem So Darkman sees an article about him in a magazine and, like, goes, and they're going to partner up. But because he's at this factory that the gang needs, they offer to buy it at first, so that's nice. But, you know, obviously the scientist says no, so he's like, he tortures and kills him. And then Darkman, like, incurs the wrath. They figure out, because everybody thinks that Durant is dead, but Darkman figures out that he's still alive, and he has to prove he's still alive. And then there's, like, a newscaster and stuff like that. So, like I said, it's, like, a similar plot to the first one. It's not quite as, like, fun, I guess, because it doesn't have that Sam Raimi kind of little edge of wackiness to it, like that comic book sensibility. But it was still a pretty solid, like, action thriller. I mean, I've seen some other reviews of it, like I said, which seemed pretty mixed. Like, some people just thought it was dumb and, like, the acting was bad. I didn't think that at all. I actually thought that Arnold Vosloo made a decent Darkman. I mean, he's not, I guess, as charismatic as Liam Neeson was. You know, he's a little more subdued.
But, you know, let's be honest. Liam Neeson in Darkman, that was the beginning of his career. Nobody knew who he was. He wasn't this charismatic as you're thinking. He was charismatic retroactively on the back of all the stuff he did later.
I mean charismatic in the sense, he was kind of weird in that role.
He was. It really should have been Sam Raimi.
What, Bruce Campbell, you mean?
Bruce Campbell, I mean. Yeah. Should have been Bruce Campbell.
I mean, I would have liked to have seen, you know, no shade on Liam Neeson, like I said, but I really would have liked to have seen Bruce Campbell in that. Yeah.
I was thinking Bruce Campbell was
Sam Raimi was the director.
Sam Raimi was the director, right. But Bruce Campbell.
They just thought that he wasn't a big enough name, sadly.
That's ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous.
He'd have been great.
Well, I mean, in hindsight, that's ridiculous because it's like, well, I kind of feel like Bruce Campbell... he's been in a ton of shit.
Yeah.
And he seems like a lovely person. Yeah. He shows up at all the cons and everything like that. But I just feel like he never got as famous as he should have. I kind of feel the same way about, like, Jeffrey Combs and, you know, actors like that, where they didn't really... Brad Dourif.
Yeah.
Like, they never really get the recognition that they deserve, except in the horror community, where they are, like, pretty much universally beloved.
Yeah.
But they never really kind of broke through to mainstream audiences in more than, like, a sideline character.
If you look at his, Liam Neeson's performance, it's Bruce Campbell he's doing. He's doing a lot of Bruce Campbell impressions sometimes. It's like a little bit. Remember when he's going crazy and talking about the cat? Talking to the cat and dancing, his voice, it sounds like he's doing a little bit of, like he's doing fucking Bruce Campbell a little bit.
It does, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it.
Bruce
Campbell did do some overdubs on the voices, so some of it actually might be him talking.
Might be him talking.
Because he did say that he did some of the overdubs.
Probably it is.
He's like, especially.
Sounds real schizo.
Yeah, because especially, like, when there was, like, some kind of, like, emoting. He said, you know that one scene, like, in the first one I'm talking about now, the first Darkman, where he's just come out of the thing and he's all fucked up and he sees Julie, like, his girlfriend, and he's going to her, like, Julie.
Yeah,
that's Bruce Campbell's voice.
Okay.
That's
probably why I'm saying that.
He did do some overdubs for it, which actually I didn't know until I was, like, researching it, but yeah.
Yeah.
So this one, you know, it's not as good as the first one, but I thought it was still worth watching.
Because
I think it was a good idea to focus on the villain, even though in real life, there's no way that he could have survived that fucking helicopter crash.
He's carrying the movie.
But he's so good in it that I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad at it. Mad at it. I mean, because Larry Drake is just so entertaining to watch. And like I said, I didn't really mind, like, the new guy being Darkman, even though the story's not super focused on him.
I was comparing Darkman 1 to kind of like RoboCop, all right? Darkman 2 is kind of like RoboCop 2. They're both good. There were differences, you know what I mean? But they were both pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, you know, like I said, this one's worth watching. I kind of hope the third one's not terrible, but we're going to watch the third one tonight and see how that
gonna
goes.
It's probably going to be as bad as RoboCop 3.
I don't even remember RoboCop 3, to be honest with you.
Although I have heard there was a bunch of shit that got cut out of RoboCop 3, and there have been some fan edits to try to put RoboCop 3 back together.
What a time to be alive. I said, what a time to be alive. Yeah. I was like, all this technology is so cheap that it's like, sure. I don't like this big Hollywood movie. I'm going to make my own version at home.
I just read that, though, in a forum. I've never seen it, and, you know, sometimes you read things and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But evidently there's a RoboCop 3 edit out there that's supposed to be a lot better than the...
I'm sure there's fan edits of a lot of movies that are kind of... That people kind of wish were better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Lee Warner says, so you have Peter Murphy, Nick Cave, Robert Smith, and Andrew Eldritch on a desert island. You have no food. Which one do you kill first?
Peter Murphy.
Well, actually, okay, let's look at this from a practical standpoint. Robert Smith probably has the most nice fat on him.
Yeah, but he's probably the nicest guy.
But he might be the nicest one. Now, I don't know. It might be between, if we're going by fat content, then it'd probably be Robert Smith. But if we're going by insufferable content, then it'd probably be either Peter Murphy or Andrew Eldritch. Like, who are you going to get sick of?
Peter Murphy would go first.
Whinging first?
Peter Murphy's first.
Or, like, first. You know what I mean? Who's, like, insufferable first and we're going to, like, get rid of him?
Peter Murphy should not be allowed on stage. Not anymore. Not in his condition.
Nick Cave is a delight, so I would save him until last.
Right.
He's pretty scrawny. Anyway.
Peter Murphy attacks the fucking audience, gets thrown out of his own events. He got booted out of his own, threw bottles out of the fucking audience.
What happened to him,
He's
man?
A fucking dick. He's a real dick.
He really kind of went on the downward slide there. Yeah. I haven't kept up with him lately, but I haven't even... And DJ Maniac said that Bauhaus did a new song, like an Exquisite Corpse type thing, but I forgot and I didn't, like, listen
to it. He flees the scenes of fucking accidents and shit. Fucking...
And is even doing the, oh, those aren't my drugs thing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Come on, no one believes
Yes,
that.
that's not my crack.
Who put that there?
Who put all that crack, all that meth there,
in my pockets.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Who put that crack in my mouth? It wasn't me. Somebody just ran by and threw it in there.
Yeah. Eldritch.
I'm totally using that one.
Eldritch is an asshole, too. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Which one would I get sick of talking first?
He's a different kind of asshole, though. He thinks he knows better than his fans. He's the guy who does not want to give the fans what they want.
Which, again, that is
That makes you an asshole.
He seems very... condescending. Yeah. Like, even back in the day when I used to see interviews with him, like, he's very intelligent, clearly, but he's one of those people that's really intelligent and, like, knows it and is, like, lording it over on you. And he just comes across as very, like, imperious.
He lowers himself to speak to you.
Right. He does kind of seem like
and
that.
And then he fucking makes fun of his fans and, you know, well, they're Americans.
Yeah.
He's a fucking dick. All right. And, the best thing about Sisters of Mercy was Wayne Hussey and fucking the band that ended up being fucking Mission UK. That was the best part of Sisters of Mercy.
Well, I mean, after the first album that Wayne Hussey was on, after the first album they did, then they kind of went in a more like metal direction, or glam direction.
Now I'm not going to say that fucking Sisters of Mercy after that wasn't any good. It was good. Fucking Floodland was pretty good, even though there was no tour for that. And fucking Patricia Morrison wasn't on that album. She was just in the video. She didn't even tour. And Vision Thing was okay. It was good. But that was a metal album.
Yeah.
That was trying to go very L.A. But then you look at Mission, and Mission went on to do a bunch of cool shit. That first album that they did, the white one, what was it called, that had fucking Dancing Barefoot on it? And had fucking, what was the name of that Mission album? Don't matter. Just a white album with red writing on it. It's almost as good as fucking First and Last and Always. I just don't own it, you know? But I used to fucking really listen to it. I don't own it anymore.
Jason Hebe Dead says, I liked seeing Vosloo in these films because I'd been enjoying him in the Mummy films, so it seemed kind of similar. I was so glad that I was like, because I was like, I know that's not Billy Zane. I was like, but is it just because he looks like Billy Zane? And I just watched like Tales from the Crypt Demon Night, which had Billy Zane in it. I'm like, am I just thinking of that? But so I was like really glad when I was like, oh, okay, thank God. It was like he was in the Mummy, so I did recognize him from that. Jason says, will you guys review G.I. Jane?
Oh, they're fucking with me. Okay, I'll tell you about the slapping. All right.
Wait a minute.
Jenny doesn't know what we're talking about.
Well, I do. I just didn't read about it because I don't care. I saw a headline and I was just like, whatever.
I guess Jenny doesn't want me to talk about it. So I
Well, no, I don't care. I just said I can't contribute because I don't really. But no.
Was it real? I think it was staged. All right. I don't think anybody watches the Oscars anymore. And I think Will Smith wanted people to see him get the Oscar. So he fucking slapped Chris fucking... Chris Tucker in the face over a G.I. Jane joke because his wife had alopecia. Which Jada Pinkett Smith's fucking gorgeous woman. Yeah, she's totally bald now. She got a little thing that looks like a scar on top of her head. Big fucking deal.
Hey, she was in Tales from the Crypt Demon Knight too.
Yeah, she looks fucking great, you know. Me, a lot of black girls, a friend of ours, Crystal, is fucking tall, skinny girl that works at fucking, black girl that works at Universal Studios, and she dresses up as, you know, she's one of the Storms. She actually, I think she does Storm. She does a bunch of other stuff. Now she's working for Disney as one of the Jedis and shit. She looks gorgeous, bald. Some women look really good bald. And Jada's lucky that she looks really good bald. You can always put a wig on. But he made that thing, and fucking Will Smith gets up and fucking slaps him in the fucking face in front of everybody. Tucker did look like he was fucking shocked. But I don't know. Both of those guys are actors. They may have pulled that off, you know, and tried to make it look uncomfortable. Because that was the best television in fucking years. And now everybody's talking about it. And they don't talk about the Oscars anymore. So it could have been a setup. Could have been.
Well, wasn't it just kind of like that Super Bowl thing where, who was it, Justin Timberlake tearing the titty thing off of Janet Jackson? Was it Justin Timberlake? That was a long time ago.
I don't know,
that was
a long time ago.
Like, I don't watch that either, but that's, I just remember. I don't know. It's like, I don't...
Well, that was...
I don't really care about
that.
That
was staged. It's just that people reacted to it as if it wasn't.
But yeah, that's what staged. I mean. But like I said, it's, you know, they're going to do something like controversial, yeah. Like you said, you know, because
nobody was
they
watching
want people
that
to
shit.
Watch it.
Nobody was watching that shit. So... I watched the body language fucking when he said the G.I. Jane thing. It looked like Will Smith was laughing along with it for a second, and then he noticed that his wife fucking was not happy about it. So then he says, well, I have to do something. So he bows up and goes up there and fucking slaps him. Now there's a pro wrestler look at it and said it looked like he pulled a slap at the end. So it might have been ad-libbed, but it was probably, they may have fucking had it, had a plan to cause a ruckus, you know, maybe. It's plausible. But, you know, and some people were saying, well, it's because they have an open relationship and fucking Will Smith felt played and, you know, because he's a cuck and this and that's not what it is. Will Smith and fucking Jada, those two are alpha as fuck. They're not going anywhere. They got all kinds of money and if they date other people, it, you know, it's never really been explained what it was. You know, maybe they can just date people. They're probably dating people they know, or I don't know if they're fucking having threesomes and shit. But whatever it is, they're down for it. That doesn't mean he's a cuck. You know what I mean? Just people take shit out of fucking proportion. They take shit and run with it.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah. Oh, one thing I wanted to say too was that. One absolutely awesome thing that I think I'm going to make a shirt from yeah. is in Darkman 2.
Yeah.
Is that Durant, Larry Drake, the girl, like the sister of the scientist that gets killed, she like pulls a gun and like tries to shoot him. And he says, he calls her a ridiculous bitch. And I said, oh my God, I'm making a shirt that says ridiculous bitch on it. And I'm totally going to wear it too. All right, so I don't think Tammy is here, but I wanted to show this anyway. We'll probably show it again on the main show, like on Wednesday when she is here. Yeah. But I just wanted to say because we got this today. So Tammy sent us this box. We just got it. And I'll wait until she's here, like, to read the card and stuff because she sent us a little card that was really sweet. And also, look at this. She sent Pookie some... Yeah. Temptations. She said for Pookie, she's the real star of the show, which that's true. Also, crunchy cookie butter.
Yeah, I've never had cookie butter.
I don't think I've ever had this before. Yeah. I've had these cookies before, but I've never had the cookie butter.
No, it's funny. Where's Sandra been?
Oh, I don't know.
Peanut butter girl. She got abducted.
Oh my God, maybe she did. And look, chunky.
Yeah, she gave those to me. Big old three.
I didn't think they made these anymore. I remember these from my childhood. And I was like, holy crap, I haven't seen one of those in a really long time.
Those things must be special order.
Maybe they are.
Let me see. Man, those things are bigger than I remember.
Yeah, well, no, I think that's the same size. And look, she sent me some these like kind of Lindor truffles, and they're white chocolate, which is my favorite. I fucking love these. Yeah. So if you're out there, Tammy, thank you. I'm going to show this stuff again.
Yeah, we'll show it.
If any of this food is still... left, which I'm sure
they came in a 6-piece share pack. So I get, this is the raisin ones. Peanuts
they all,
and raisins.
They always had raisins.
They always had raisins,
they
peanuts
had raisins,
and
raisins. As far as I know.
I thought they were just chocolate.
No, they always had raisins in them.
You'll see him. I'll eat him on the show. Big old thick chocolate bars, man.
Yeah, he's gonna chew like really loud.
Yeah, I'd be like.
He's gonna do like chewing ASMR. Yeah. Hey, some people are into that, you know.
Remember the $100,000 bar?
Yeah.
They had to change him to a $100,000 bar because there's some people that couldn't read the numbers.
It's like, that's too many zeros.
That's too many zeros.
Fuck this.
Yeah, change it to $100,000.
I understand that. It's making me mad.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading an article yesterday. I think it was a repost from a year or two ago, but it was like the most underrated candies. And maybe they still make those because I'm pretty sure somebody, like a couple people put $100,000 bar in there.
Yeah, it was a good.
So maybe they still make those.
It was a damn bar of caramel rolled in Reese's Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
And then chocolate. That's all it was. They were good, real good.
Well, hey, man, sometimes the simplest stuff. Yeah, I did like that on the list, the Payday Bar was on there, because I feel I'm going to represent for the Payday Bar.
Oh, Henry Bar. Those are good, too.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Remember the Reggie Bar?
That I do not remember.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson. He was a baseball
player. Well, I know who Reggie Jackson is.
It was a round patty, and it was like a turtle. It was just caramel with, I think it was nuts of some sort, and then just with chocolate on it. I think it might have been pecans. Pecans are nuts.
Turtles were one of my grandma's favorite. They're good though. I mean, remember they came in like that pink and green striped box. They made them.
Yeah.
And you'd make them sometimes. She loved turtles and she loved chocolate covered cherries.
What about pralines, man.
Yeah.
Remember those?
But I was, yeah.
Butter sugar candy.
I mean, the thing that I was like, that I was reading was like stuff that you could buy in the store. Nobody put the Zero bar there.
Oh, those are good.
I love Zero.
And then there was that one called an Uno.
I kind of remember those. I don't think they make
them. They were similar to Zero. They were a white chocolate bar.
Yeah. Uno. Zeros, you can still get those because I've seen those. I saw those in Dollar General or in Publix like just last week, I think.
It's like an albino Snickers.
It's an albino Snickers. Essentially. Yeah, it's like white chocolate with like nougat.
Yeah.
It's harder though. Yeah. It's not as like smushy.
No.
Which is better because Snickers, when I get it, I like Snickers, but yeah. I like them better when they're frozen.
And it had almonds instead of peanuts, I think.
I think you're right. I haven't had one in a while. Yeah. Where I used to work like a long time ago, every now and then, somebody that would come to stock the snack machine would put Zero bars in there, like once every 6 or 8 months or something. And then I would get all excited. And I think I was probably the only one that ate them. But yeah, I get them in the store every now and then, but... Yeah, so, anyway, what were you talking about?
No, nothing.
Nothing. like usual. Anything. But yeah, Darkman 2. Not as bad as you might be thinking. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was better than I was expecting it to be.
We're gonna see what 3 is.
And tonight we're gonna watch 3 and see how that goes.
Sometimes 3 times is a charm.
Well, like I said...
Superman, though.
Well, like I said, the third one... Yeah. Was supposedly shot before this one.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing Larry Drake is not in this one.
Yeah.
It's not in the third one.
Yeah.
But Arnold Vosloo is still Darkman.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what the story is going to be. Because I didn't read anything about it. But
when, if it's got a 3 on it, a lot of times it's bad. Superman 3 was terrible. Superman 4 was better than Superman 3.
Oh, now let's not go that far.
I don't
far.
Know, man.
Let's not go
was.
That far.
Superman 4 was at least a fucking trip.
Hey, Nightmare on Elm Street 3 was good.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Dream Warriors.
Friday the 13th Part 3 was good.
Not as good as 2.
Yeah, but it was still good.
I didn't like Part 3 of Friday the 13th, but Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
That was the 3D
3.
One.
Yeah. That's Look at my yo-yo.
Yeah.
Stop it.
There's never anything like titties or anything. There's always like some kind of
And you would think that would be like...
I think that's what they would put.
Yeah, you would think that would be like the whole reason.
Yeah, they had some fucking very well endowed...
Yeah, it's like, what if you get titties coming at you early like 80s that? Titties coming at you, eyeballs like, coming at you, spears coming at you.
Should put them in there.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You could have just had the whole movie like you'd shit coming
bunch,
at you.
You'd have a whole bunch of teenage boys in there watching that shit.
Got a boob, then an eyeball.
They knew what they were doing.
Then another boob, then a spleen.
Yeah.
It could have been a whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Exorcist 3. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That was also very good. That was what did we talk about?
Omen 3.
That was really good. Omen 3 is pretty good too. See how it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, usually.
Yeah.
Once they get to the third one, you're just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
But sometimes. Although I'll say that Exorcist 3, I think the reason that that's good is because it went like in a little bit of a side, like a little bit of a side swipe. Like a little bit of a different, it's not a different genre exactly, but they did a little bit of a different thing with it. So I think that was a good idea. Evil Dead 3, there you go. Also another good one. So yeah, lots of
Star Wars 3.
Yeah, there's lots of good ones.
Yeah.
Lots of good ones.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're talking about.
Those are the exceptions to the rule.
Toy Story 3, yeah. Honestly, all the Toy Story movies are good. Not gonna lie. But yeah, so Darkman 2. It's on Shudder. All three of them are on there. So if you have Shudder, you can watch along. We're gonna watch 3 tonight and see how that goes, and then we'll talk about that one tomorrow. So thanks for coming by. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for super chats. And we will be back again tomorrow evening. Bye.